What's up, everyone? I'm Dev Da Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designing Laughs. Hey, in case you haven't recognized, what's going on in the background, it's a very special episode. Not only is it a special episode, a special theme. Christmas. Merry Christmas to everyone who is watching, and a Happy New Year as well. We here at Dev want to say, thank you to everyone who's been watching. And if you haven't already subscribed, this is a great time to go ahead, hit that like button, let people know that we're here, man. Let people know that we're consistent, and let people know, that you want to be part of the conversation, because we make this podcast available for everyone to be able to be a part of it, who those who want to be, a part of something bigger than just themselves. That's what it's all about here at Def, is creativity at its finest, and using branding as the overall message, because that's what we specialize in, and that's what we our niche is. However, creativity is the foundation. That's the nuts and bolts of what we do and why we do what we do. So that's the reason why we're here. With that being said, this year has been an amazing year. However, it's been such a challenge as well. And, we're not done with the year yet. So we want to say thank you, not only active listeners and participants of the podcast, for also our guests who have been returning guests and guests of the past. We just want to say, man, like, we're growing here and we're learning as we go, and we want to continue to be able to learn and grow. With that being said, we have some specific goals in mind to do so. We need to monetize the channel, and we're going to get ready for season two that starts on January the 7th. That's right, January the 7th. You can go ahead and mark your calendars. We got some amazing new guests that are going to be on the podcast. And as things continue to keep growing with the podcast and we get the numbers up, we're looking to going maybe more frequently when it comes down to the podcast. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to there. First and foremost, though, we need more people to be watching, because we need you all to understand that we have people who want to be part of the podcast, but the numbers don't match for them to be. This information that we're giving to you all is all free, and we are going to have some stuff in the future that's going to be paid content, but we do try to keep this information to you all free. And we just put a lot of effort, thought into it, everything that goes into this in preparation when it comes down to the guests as well. So, we don't want to rush that, and we don't want to, devalue the quality or to make it be like, we're just trying to be another podcast out there trying to get numbers. No, we're not about that. This is authentic here. We're all genuine people having genuine conversations, and you guys are being a part of that. And we're thankful that you guys are even wanting to be even part of that. Because, I mean, sometimes you might not want to know what other people got going on, but you being a part of that, vicariously, whether you are actively, being a part of the process, from start to finish. You have no idea. Your input makes a big impact on inspiring others, though. And it has an impact on inspiring us to look outside of what we just thought or talked about within our conversation. And we thank you for that, that dialogue and that communication. So when you guys leave comments down in the comments, that's what it does. It allows us to be able to keep the conversation going, and it keeps everybody in the loop, so that what happened today is not just said only on a podcast and then it just that's it. No, it lives on, and then we can come back to it, and we can grow and build upon that and see the progress in the process of how things go. Because we had a guest in the past who said some very thought-provoking words when it came down to, like, graphic designers have this ability to just be able to,
the stove. What's up? Don't know. Maybe later. Hey, man, it's getting light. It's getting dark out here, man. It's cold. I can't talk long. Hey, gotta hurry to get to the store. You should too. Check out our store today. Devin's Death. That design. All right, bro. I gotta get off the phone, man. It is. Oh, yeah. All right.
Really have something to present to you, literally within matters of that. But that's not what a graphic designer is, though. It's not about you telling me what you want me to do and I'll get it done for you. No, that's not what we do. Please don't get that in your head at all. We at Def are have the amazing ability and talent to be able to do some amazing things right off the back of, off the thought of off the dome of our head, and we make it look easy sometimes, but there's a lot of thoughts and a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge and so much more that goes into just the design, and then also having the technical side and so much more. So please realize that this is not that something that everybody can do, but for those who do want to learn more about it, we're here to be able to try to give insight in where we can, and also encourage y'all to, interact with us, because we want to grow and learn more about what you guys got going on too, man. We want to be a part of the conversation. We want to show you that we are really who we are. We talk about creativity and how important it is. Well, there's nothing more important than having good old fun with your family and having creativity be just overwhelmingly flowing. Like, there's no other way to say it. Like, that's what we want to be about when it comes to. When you think about creativity, when you think about branding, we want you guys to think about death. With that being said, I think we're gonna go ahead and tell you the specifics exactly what we need when it comes down to those numbers. So we need 4,000 watch hours. Yeah, that's right. 4,000 watch hours and 1,000 subscribers. Now, I understand. We've been here over almost coming up on a year within a couple more months. And, that's been a well along those times for people to be able to realize that we've been consistent and know that you guys should, encourage you all to share. We can't stress that enough that this podcast goes on because of people being involved and people continue to network and build upon the community that we're building here. So, because of that, like I said, when you guys grow this channel, it allows us to be able to grow the content that we can be able to show, so we can give you guys new, fresh ideas and new views and new thoughts and new perspectives and v new visuals. But we need the numbers to match that as well. I don't want to keep on saying that again, but I have to let you guys know that because, this is a business, and when it comes down to the business, man, hey, man, that's what we're here for. So let's get to business, man. All right, I got a quick tip for you all. When it comes to branding, I know, everybody was like, well, how do you pick the right colors for your logo or for your aesthetics and your different marketing promotional collateral or whatever you got going on? How do you determine that? I know they got different colors that represent different emotions, but still, how do you pick that? Well, there's no right or wrong way to say that. It really comes down to knowing the psychology and understanding the brand. And it really comes down to the more we get a chance to talk to the founders or the people behind the creators of the brand, the more we can understand the purpose behind it, not just what they want out of the brand, but what the brand represents to also the target audience and what the audience sees as well, because that's as important. What a lot of brands don't realize is what they want to portray is one thing, but what they are or what they represent is another thing. And when you get those things to align with a clear message and a goal, that's where the magic is of branding, and that's where you get the brands that you love to use on a daily basis to this day, whether you even don't use even some of these brands you don't even use, but you can't avoid not knowing about them because they're just a part of culture now. May I say it, Apple and the Nike, Vans, the Levi's, and so many other big name brands. Speaking of that, we want to know, what would it be like if Def was to do like a collab ad with Santa, and I don't know, what if Santa had like a sponsorship with Nike? What would that look like? We want to see what stuff like that would look like, y'all. Can you guys leave a comment down below? What kind of dream brands that you want to see either Def work with or other brands work with in general? We don't want to make this all about Def. However, though, we definitely want to see, from your honest opinions, what kind of stuff you guys would like to see as far as your dream collabs go when it comes to the brands. And leave that down in the comments below. And hopefully, maybe we at Def can have some kind of part in making that vision come to life. We can't make no promises, but start the conversation, and who knows? We can get those conversations going that it can come to life. It doesn't have to live in our fan. What's happening, everyone? I'm DevDog Devin, and welcome to Cook This, Designing Laughs Cook Segment, where colleagues and clients help me complete the creative exercise here at Dev by cooking this. Today, I'm joined with Yesenia, Ciara,
That's me.
and Jasmine. Yeah, come on, y'all. All right. So, we're gonna do a few rounds where we're going to be cooking this, and then afterwards we're gonna have a break where we'll be able to, just have a little laugh, about what we just saw. So let's jump right on into it. I'm gonna share the screen with you all, and we're going to go ahead and cook.
So the
There we
first time
go.
was
Alien within 30
on this thing.
seconds. Huh? This.
That's yeah, they gotta move a lot faster. You're trying to do 30 seconds.
Well, artists here, man. They guess working on their own time, but
Clearly.
man, look at that. If that is not Blank Man in the feet and like in the flesh.
I was gonna laugh, but that didn't work.
Is that Batman's mask?
No,
That seems accurate.
it's like a castle, like a little medieval castle, I think.
Yeah, that's the little house on the prairie, right?
Or
Or is that Noah's Ark? Like, I don't know. It's so many different shapes in one.
I still just want to know, like, why he has on gloves.
Ooh.
Hey man, thank you man for helping me cook this, bro. Like, I don't think if I could do that by myself, bro, because you were saying more than I could, and I was lost for
I mean, I was just trying to make sure I worked it out, man. If I could see the vision coming, right? I wanted to try to jump in the mind of the artist and figure out what was going on there. What were they trying to show me? I
true.
tell you one thing, don't let them design the next fan, though. That was not safe.
Hey man, chop chop! Like man, that thing was down all
Oh, it
the
was super low. Like, and then like you gotta think this spinning, you know, the thing's gonna be all over the
Exactly,
place, you know? You can't
man.
have that kind of length on a ceiling fan.
It was hilarious. But hey, thank you to our artist man for being willing to draw on short notice with no reference, by the way. So this is
Yeah, oh,
all.
clearly.
So this is all for fun, but hey,
All mental.
yeah, but hey, they were up for the challenge, man, and showing how deaf they can be, and we appreciate them, and we appreciate you all for tuning in to another episode of the Cook This segment here on Designer Labs. Now back to the podcast. Quick tip when it comes to branding. When it comes down to choosing your color palettes, like choose colors that have a strong contrast, that have good readability. And if all else fails and you need to add another third color, use a third color as an accent color to break up the readability so that it, keeps it fresh. I think, people are scared to use more than one color, and you don't have to be scared to use more than one color when it comes to branding. You don't. Actually, sometimes using two to three colors can be very dynamic because you can use it in different avenues. You can use it for different applications and different you can use it in different ways, basically, that you would not be able to when you have like just one color or two colors, because you just have a little bit more flexibility because you have more choices. However, though, it all depends on the company's goal at hand and how they want to be, how it plans on being used. Like, is it going to be used in something like in multiple different formats? Like, is it going to be on a website? Is it going to be used in an app? Is it going to be used for a YouTube or a social media platform? Is it going to be used, for ad space on these different social media platforms, or however they place it? All those different ways of how it can be used makes a difference on the different dynamics of how it needs to be designed when it comes down to the overall look and feel for a brand to be a cohesive brand. And when you had, like I said, more than, two colors or more than one color, you have more options to do that in different ways because there's so many different ways you do it. But when you don't use those different ways, then sometimes it doesn't make sense to always have those many, that many colors, because if it's not going to be utilized in that many ways, sometimes it doesn't serve a purpose. And that's something you should think about when it comes down to design. Like, does form follow a function, or does function follow a form? Let us know down below. Okay, I think you did a lot of explaining about design and stuff like that, but let's keep this talking about more about Christmas, because we're in the holiday spirit, man. I'm excited. I have a lot of things to be thankful for. Death has a lot of things to be thankful for. Designing Last has a lot of things to be thankful for. And man, like, I don't know about you, but hey, man, I think let's go down a little rabbit hole about some history that maybe not everybody knows about. And let's jump right on into it, man. So, a little fun fact. Did you know that artificial trees were not created here in America? Yeah, that's right. They're not created here in America. However, who do you think improved it? Let us know down in the comments. The fun fact for today is they were actually created in Germany. And in Germany in the 19th century, to be exact, 1890s, it was a very challenging time for the Germans when it comes to their forest life. They were going through a challenging time where it came down to they were losing a lot of the forest land. And to combat some of the different things that they were going through environmental wise, they created a way to still have the same effect of the Christmas spirit with the one of the most iconic symbols and Christmas branding. In my personal thoughts, the Christmas tree, they found a way to be able to still be able to, to utilize that without further, hurting the environment, because they were facing deforestation. Ah, I can't even get the word out. Deforestation. They were forcing that, facing that, and because of that, different laws and things like that going on at the time, trying to prevent them from, continue the practices they were doing when it comes down to cutting down the live trees and how they were leaving parts of the tree just basically not used, and it just was a waste of forest that they were, cutting down the trees for to do other things with as well. Because of that, they took these goose feathers, yes, and then other people followed behind them using other alternatives, of course, but the goose feathers were the first ones, and they took them and they would paint them, green to represent, the leaves that you see like on this tree right here before you. So they would use goose feathers to be able to represent the same, tree limbs that you see even on the real trees to this day. And what they would do is they would use like a wooden dowel to represent basically the tree stock, and then they would hang this to the dowel using like a little wire. And I'm gonna show you an example of it just so you can get a visualize of what that would look like, because of course we now would know what how far in advance these artificial trees have gone. But it's cool to see the history behind how they've evolved over the time. And now you can see them from neon blue to, cherry red lights to, you can see straight up like just clear, white lights. You can see trees that have all different kind of shapes and colors. Individually, you can just see the shapes of the different trees, like as far as they're no longer always green now. You can get them in practically whatever color you want, really. It's a matter of how much money you want to spend and where you want to get it from and timing. And this is it available at the time? But outside of that, though, you literally like there's so many options now. But it's just cool to see literally the elevation, so the evolution basically of how a concept was formed, and someone just took the idea and was like, you know what, I gotta get this out. I gotta something's gotta give. We gotta find a solution. And because of that thinking, someone came up with an idea of, okay, well, to combat the trees being cut down, well, we'll make fake ones. And this innovative idea of something that we have abundance of, goose feathers, okay. Some paint, or dye. Dye is green. I mean, that's pretty quick thinking, I think, especially for that time, and knowing that they had limited resources. So, with that being said, like, I'm going to go ahead now and share with you all the examples I was talking about, so you can see for yourself that when it comes down to, the evolution of these trees being created, how they looked at one point in time and how they look now. For example, according to the Woodhorn Museum, we have an article here where they recently just put up, according to this, December 12th, talking to you a little bit more about exactly what I was just telling you about when it comes down to the history of artificial trees. So now this is not the first artificial tree. However, though, this just goes to depict how it evolved. And this is one of the earlier versions of it. So this is still, in the 20th century, however, but this is still early enough to know that they put this in the museum because it's still one of the most earliest versions of it that they have that is still within great condition. Let's read out the article. So the article reads, the artificial Christmas tree was brought in 1935 as a present for a girl in Bellington. The dad started working at Bellington Colliery in 1906 and remained in the family until the mid-2000s. The feathered Christmas tree is considered to be one of the first artificial Christmas trees, originating in Germany in the late 19th century. The invention of the artificial tree had its roots in environmental concerns around deforestation. The product was also advertised as more efficient alternative to the traditional spruce because it did not shed needles and could be used multiple times. So that makes sense, because like everybody who has ever used like a real tree, I mean, man, especially like those the drier needle like spruce trees, like yeah, the things you don't want to step on them. Them things hurt. yeah. So, going further with the article, it says the Christmas tree is made from dyed green goose feathers that are attached to wire branches, which were wrapped around the central pole that is covered in brown paper like a trunk. The tree is decorated with red berries and has holders in which to place lighted candles. Today, this early artificial tree is considered a collectible amongst Christmas enthusiasts, although it can pose a serious health and safety risk. Now, I'm pretty sure when they're talking about the safety risk, it's probably talking about like the candle holders, how they used to have on the older ones. They did usually have like candles that used to light up because they didn't have lights on the candle on the trees at that time. So I'm pretty sure that's what they talk about when it comes to the health risk. But it's interesting just to see, like I said, you can see firsthand, like for yourself right here in this article, that even when they're branding, when it comes down to them creating the earliest versions of our artificial trees for Christmas, they use a very simple color palette. They stick with the green for the trees, brown for the trunk, and they just kept that little pop of color of the little holly berries on the ends, which is literally the colors for Christmas, and that we know to this day. The red, green, especially. Man, that's so interesting, man. Shout out to the Woodhorn Museum in the UK for having this article that we was able to share and be able to learn together here on the podcast, a little bit more about, the history about the things that we that go on in our everyday lives that we sometimes overlook because we know we often are so quick to, use things for our purpose that we know them to use them for. But when we step aside of how we come to know them, we can see that there's more there that than just, oh, this brand does this, and I use this brand because I just like the style, the taste, or whatever. Like, no, there's so much more there. And when you see the connection that what really breaks down, so what really builds that emotional connection between you and that brand or that product or that that story or whatever it may be, it's cool just to see how that relationship is built and how it forms a cohesive brand, basically. Like it, that's what brands are all about when it comes down to, building that connection and building that relatability to the service or the product that they provide and the audience that they are providing it to. At this time, I think we're going to go ahead and transition it into today's Zine Brief when it comes down to how, like, we talked a lot about, some of the things that go into making a cohesive brand, when it comes down to using different color palettes and how, I give you some tips on when it comes down to the foundation of branding and some cores, tips that you can really use today, tomorrow. And it doesn't have to just do it with just branding. It can be used for everyday things as well when it comes down to even like your holiday cards, You know what? I think we could even do that today. That's what we're gonna do. Today we're gonna do holiday cards for the design for today's design challenge. As always, we use 10 minutes for a design challenge. So we got 10 minutes to create a holiday card. And let's practice what we preach and use some of our tips and principles that we use here at DEF when it comes to branding and see what we can come up with. When you watch this podcast, we want to say, keeping these designs challenges, unique and fresh. And we want to have your guys' input on some more challenges so that way it's not so much that we just come up with these off the fly. We want to have your input. This is not about just Def just creating some stuff and sharing it with you all and you all just being a part of the ride. No, we want your input and we want you to be as involved in this as much as possible. And this is your chance to do so. So at this time, let us know in the comments what you would like to see when it comes to a future design challenges when it comes to the podcast. We appreciate all the input. You can just let us know, like I said, and you can add us, tag us when it comes down to our design challenges. You can even start sharing some of these clips when it comes down to the different design challenges and sharing them with your friends and letting people know that what you got out of it, Not only like what you got out of it, but like how you would do something different. We want to hear that. You don't have to tell us via text or through email. You can let us know right here in the comments directly because we do respond to that directly. I would respond to you directly. You don't have to worry about is there going to be some backlash, or is he not going to like how what I think? We encourage you guys to be able to have constructive criticism. However, we want to make sure that you guys also know that this is a place to be able to build, and there's no other better way to be able to build by without having that engagement through the people who support and subscribe and watch on a consistent basis. So the more engagement you guys give us, the more we can give to you all when it comes down to these design challenges and, like I said, other content as well. I don't want to keep saying it over, but I need to express that because, man, you have no idea. Like, once we reach the goal, like I said, of 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours, we got some new content dropping. And with that, it will give us the time to be able to properly start looking into other content that you all can, like I said, give us feedback on when it comes down to seeing some of the more stuff that you guys want to see when it comes to the podcast, when it comes down to the channel at large. We don't ever want it to be about us. It's about us as a whole community, the deaf community. So at this time I'm gonna jump into the Illustrator. So not the what am I talking about? We're gonna jump into Illustrator. And let's start this design challenge, man. We're gonna design us a holiday card. Ooh. All right, so I'm getting ready to start my timer. You know what I'm saying? Nothing to it, but to do it. Ain't nothing to it, but to do it. So 10 minutes, y'all. Starting now. All right, let's get it. So, man, Christmas card. Let's do like a 5x7. First thing that came to my mind. 5x7. All right. For some reason, I didn't want to tab over, but it's okay. Here's that. 5x7. Here's that. Got our Christmas card orientation. So, because we're going this direction, I'm thinking. I want to make sure that we just say Merry Christmas. That's important because I'm in the Christmas spirit. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And happy holiday. No, seriously. But I think we're gonna do that definitely in all caps. So let's do Merry Christmas. And why am I zoomed out so far, y'all? I'm over here acting like I don't know how to zoom in or something. Let's zoom in and let's get this. Something's going on, but well, let's do this. Let's do here. Christmas. No. Christmas. Merry Christmas. It's I'm thinking like a like a handwritten type of font, as opposed to maybe like just checking the traditional like sans serif. I wanted to have that fun, jolly spirit. Oh, something. Maybe need to zoom out that far, but Merry Christmas. So we're doing pretty good on time, y'all. Now, I know we talked about, like, the most important, sorry, not the most important, the most recognized, like, symbols when it comes down to branding, when it comes down to the Christmas as a, not as a brand, because Christmas is not a brand, it's a holiday. But if holidays were a brand, Christmas would definitely be a brand. And they'll probably be the biggest. However, when it comes down to Christmas aesthetics, it does have a lot of the same principles that apply to, branding when it comes down to the look and feel and the overall messaging of what Christmas is represents. And I know everybody has their own thoughts and views about what Christmas is, and we're not here to talk about the history about what Christmas is and what it is to you. But we are here to talk about, like I said, how it relates to branding and creativity and how those all relate to each other. So because of that, I think we are going to definitely use, the color palette of Christmas, the red, green, and white. However, I just wanted to point out how that correlation basically just is there because, when these Christmas cards, that's important to recognize, that I feel like it needs to be in here in order for it to come across as being Christmas and it to be on brand, for lack of better words. No pun intended. But hey, it works. Like, so I think when it comes down to like those most iconic, when it comes down to those most iconic symbols that, represent the brand or the aesthetics of Christmas, I think the Christmas tree is definitely number one. What do you guys think down below? Let us know in the comments. What do you think is the number one icon or symbol when it comes down to a visual that you think of when you look at when you look at Christmas as a theme? Like, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Do you think of, I'm gonna give you some options. Do you think of a Christmas tree? Do you think of a star, a Christmas star? Do you think of a wreath? Do you think of a Christmas candle? Or do you think of a Christmas ornament? Which one of those things do you think of the most when it comes down to the first thing that comes down, when you think of when it comes to Christmas? Let us know in the comments. For today, I'm going to go ahead and use a Christmas tree to be able to, try to bring that across. Oh, we got 2 minutes left, so we got enough time, I guess, that we can come up with something Christmas tree. You know what? I'm not gonna even do that. We're not gonna use AI today. We're still gonna come up with something though when it comes down to a final product that represents Christmas. We're gonna keep it simple. We're gonna do our own version of a Christmas tree. And we're just gonna have some fun with it with the amount of time we got left to see if we can come up with something unique or different that represents a Christmas tree in a short amount of time. We got less than 2 minutes. Okay, literally, I gotta do this now. So, if we're gonna do this, here we go. There's that. And let's do that. Let's do that. And let's do let's do. Is oh, hello, come on. There we go. Ooh, hurry. We got only a little bit of time left. There's that. We're gonna make this be brown. And then we're going to make this. I'll be green. Shoot, this one. Okay. And then this is gonna be the Mary. We're gonna put this definitely in the red. And then Christmas. Should we put that in the red as well? Or should we put that in? Yeah. We gotta. On Christmas, last time, yeah. All right, so I wasn't able to finalize it. However, though, we're onto something, though. We were getting somewhere. Allow me to finish this thought. What we can do with this, So, Merry Christmas. This is our this is our It's making it a little bit smaller to represent like this little. Can be like the little holly. We go. Merry Christmas. That's our Christmas tree. And I think we need to make a nice little background for it, y'all. So, for the background, I do like this white kind of background, but just nothing but white. Let's make it something like, I don't know. If we could like give it some kind of like some kind of texture background. Let's see something. Let's say if we did it like a, let's see, let's experiment. I'm not saying this is gonna be how it's gonna look, and this is, but we got a second. Yeah, I can't find any of the right color. We want get on here and get something soft. There we go. There's that. Let's go in here. Let's put this in there, and then let's actually, you know what? Let's do this. Duplicate it, and then what we're gonna do is we're gonna like create like a little like screen, so it's gonna kind of give it like a overlay look. But where is the appearance? We'll go here. Nope, there. Where are we going? Okay. I had an idea for something, but at the time, I feel like it's gonna take me more time to do this, y'all, and I won't be fair by going way further over the time by me continue on just to say that I've finished this. So that's the whole purpose of the podcast, is to see what we can do within the amount of time. So that's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna stop at this point. Just give me one moment. I want to see something real quick. Okay. I was thinking about something, but like I said, because I just said what my plans are, I'm going to do it like that. And then I want to. I want to see something real quick. That's why it's important to use your layers so you don't have to play with anything in the back, stuff like that. But for the podcast, it's not typical that we use it do it this way, but we're just trying to do something real fast to see, get the idea out there. So bear with me when it comes down to he's not even using proper layers, Trust me, we use layers, which is at this purpose for the podcast. We don't use it because we're just trying to get the idea out there. Right, so because of that, we're going to I want to send this along with this to the front. There we go. I want it just Merry Christmas to be popping, and then to see how it would look with the background of the the tree. So, you got a dynamic where it's like the foreground is the first read. You're definitely seeing Merry Christmas, not only because it's the first and it's big, but also because it has that focal, like that focal, when it comes down to like in your lens, like yeah. And referring back to also another guest that we had when he talked about like how we see things, literally, yeah, our eyes are on both sides of our eyes are on both sides of our face for a reason. So yes, we definitely see, horizontal as opposed to seeing vertical. However, though, we can zoom in, and when we zoom in, like when we're looking at something that's vertical, your vertical eye will naturally want to have like that focal zoom in over the Mary and then the Christmas. So that's a Merry Christmas and then the tree afterwards. So I'm trying to play with that a little bit more with this effect. I just want to say thank you all for another great episode of the podcast, for being not only watchers and listeners, but also participators. And, for those who want to be a featured guest on the podcast, who feel, they want to be part of the podcast, but they're not sure if they're going to be a good fit or how they can be a fit. The best way that you can figure that out is to, let us know and get the conversation started, and then we can figure that out together. This is all organic and genuine, so there's no pressure for anyone to come on the podcast. However, though, the more people who do come on the podcast and show us their creativity, they show their insights and share their knowledge, their wisdom, and support, the more that everybody benefits, because that's what a community is all about. This has been another great episode of Designing Last. I don't want to talk you guys to death, but because, man, I know it's going to be Christmas, well, literally in a matter of hours. And, I'm hungry, so it's that time to leave. However, though, I now want to say thank you. This is Dev Dog Devin with another episode of Designing Last. Until next time, stay creative, stay engaged. Peace!